Report. The U.S. announces new sanctions on Russia over the death of Alexei Navalny. President Biden commenting on them moments ago.
We in the United States are going to continue to ensure that Putin pays the price for his aggression abroad and repression at home.
Speaking at the National Governors Conference, CBS's Bo Erickson.
The latest sanctions target top Russian companies, like a steel company that helps build Russian attack helicopters, as well as the major Russian financial payment system operated by the Central Bank of Russia.
It's the largest batch of sanctions from Washington since Russia's invasion of Ukraine, with more than 500 people and entities targeted, including the head of Russia's second largest bank. CBS's Weijia Jiang.
Officials here at the White House insist that they are making an impact, because even they say if it is not stopping the efforts, it is making the military effort especially a lot more difficult.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Steve Kathan.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Several University of Wisconsin building projects are closer to moving forward after final legislative approval yesterday. The bill is now before the governor. The projects include a new engineering building at UW-Madison. It's part of the deal UW system leaders struck with Republican leaders in exchange for new limits on campus diversity efforts. People with PFAS-polluted wells will have to wait for help from the state. Governor Evers says he plans to veto a Republican bill that passed yesterday over the objections of Representative Jeffrey Meursault.
If you had contamination in your well, wouldn't you want to have that well, somebody to help you fix that? And it's not about, taking things away from the DNR.
Meursault says the bill protects innocent landowners from liability. Evers says the bill weakens the state's enforcement authority. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The search for 3-year-old Elijah View, who went missing from Two Rivers, has shifted to a landfill with the FBI now involved. Elijah vanished Tuesday morning, leading to the arrest of his mother and her boyfriend on child neglect charges. The FBI was spotted searching the landfill in Calumet County. There's also a search going on closer to home as Waukesha County investigators are expanding their efforts to find 16-year-old Isaiah Kramer. He's been missing for almost 3 weeks. Milwaukee's chances of hosting an NBA All-Star game are in doubt. There are rumors that the league is planning to establish regulations that would require not only a new arena, but also a large conference center, a number of hotel rooms, and several direct flights into the city. Milwaukee seems to be excluded by those rules. The NBA has not yet acted on Milwaukee's bid for 2028. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Benson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well, and we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Baseball gets started tomorrow. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Brewers' first exhibition game of spring training out in Arizona tomorrow against the Padres. The first pitch at 2:10 Central Time. There's been talk that Sal Frelick will play some third base this spring. When will that happen? Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
First day. He's special, man. The kid's special. He can do it. That people ask me, why is he doing it? Because he can. If anybody can do it, it's Sal.
NBA, the Bucks and the Timberwolves tonight in Minnesota. Milwaukee will be without Chris Middleton, still dealing with an ankle injury. NFL, Packers' Matt LaFleur introducing Jeff Hafley as the team's new defensive coordinator.
Certainly have always had respect for him from afar as a football coach. He's worked with my brother at two different stops. He's worked with Kyle Shanahan at two different stops in Cleveland and San Francisco. And I know how those guys, how much respect they have for him as a person first and a coach second.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. High temperatures today have already been hit as a cold front slides through the state. We'll see more clouds than sun and spotty snow showers, which could accumulate a trace on roads to up to a half an inch on grassy areas. And temperatures tonight crash cold,